that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of a golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
One of the back-to-back Oscar-winning songs of Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini, The Days of Wine and Roses. Dancing with Johnny, new album and tribute to Johnny Mercer from Linda Ciaflo. It's one of the songs, I mean, an Oscar-winning song. I'm thinking last week, did you notice that there were just two songs nominated this year? There have been fewer and fewer good songs even winning the Oscars over the years since Johnny Mercer. That's when you really wish there was Johnny Mercer still around, right?
Right. He's been gone a while, but...
Linda is with me. When you were doing this album, were you flabbergasted by how many composers he worked with?
Unbelievable. And how many songs. There's about 1,700 songs to choose from. So,
But you think of Ira Gershwin and you think, okay, he worked with George, and then you realize, okay, he did write some songs with a couple of other great composers. But Johnny Mercer wrote songs with like 200 or 300 other composers. I mean, literally, it might be as many as 300. Cats you never heard of. They might have written one song together.
Yeah. I love some of the Oscar-winning stuff, though, that he wrote with Henry Mancini.
Well, that's where the Huckleberry Friend comes from, that he used for his memoirs, right?
Yeah. Did you know about Huckleberry Friend? I did a little bit of research when I started to do the album, and I read somewhere that he had a cousin, and they used to go huckleberry picking, and one day he made huckleberry ice cream, the friend.
Yeah.
So they all came back for this treat, and when they tasted it, it was absolutely disgusting. And that's where the Huckleberry Friend, that's the one of the folklore stories of where it came from.
In that sense, it's ironic.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that. Let's listen.
Moon River, wider someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
Most of my friends have been women, and I don't think I know a single woman who's ever fantasized herself as Audrey Hepburn in that movie, Looking in the Window. I think they fantasize looking in the window at Tiffany's, but not as Audrey Hepburn. I don't know. She was never an icon to most of the women I've known.
Oh, I think she was.
Oh, not to the most of the women I've known, I don't think. I don't know.
My God, and they say that Truman Capote fought to have her in the movie. They originally didn't want her.
And there you
also,
go.
Yeah, and also they didn't want her to sing the song. He wasn't crazy about her voice, whoever produced the movie. But she wound up in it with her Givenchy clothes. And
she didn't sing in My Fair Lady.
Not at all.
Although I've heard the recordings, and they were good.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, Marnie Nixon, but
right.
But then again, it was the character. Anyway, that's the song that won an Oscar also. Johnny Mercer... anything surprising when you started researching this album? Linda Ciafalo is with me, and the album is called Dancing with Johnny. It's all songs of Johnny Mercer. Anything surprise you?
Especially? One thing surprised me, yeah. Talk to Me Baby, the song Talk to Me Baby,
yeah,
was originally from a show called Foxy, and the person...
Burt Lahr.
Yeah, Burt Lahr. I can't picture him singing it, but he sang Talk to Me Baby. Oh, maybe he didn't. No, it was a couple that sang it. Two people sang the song, and I don't remember their names. But it was not a very well-known show. But Burt Lahr.
Wasn't it like an Americanization? I think it was an Americanization of Volpone, this famous Ben Johnson play about the guy who pretends to be dying.
Yeah.
I can look that up in the Broadway database.
You probably can.
As to who sang it originally.
Yeah. It came out in the 60s, I know that.
Nobody even remembers who Burt Lahr is anymore.
No? How could they not? The Cowardly Lion.
I know that, but they remember the Cowardly Lion. That's the thing. So many of these songs came from movies. Tangerine came from a terrible movie, The Fleet's Inn.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No, I never.
It's awful. Just awful. And the director of the movie is the composer, Victor Schertzinger. And it's these sailors on leave, and one of them is William Holden and falls in love with, I think, Dorothy L'Amour, who sings it. I've tried to forget this movie because I'm watching this. It's one of those movies where you sit there going, this is really awful. This is not funny at all. Who thought this was funny? And then in the middle of it all comes I Remember You. It's like, oh, and then Tangerine.
It's almost as if they just put any kind of a boy meets girl kind of a show together to put out this beautiful music.
Yeah, the shame of it is you didn't care that this boy met this girl or if they ever stayed together or whatever. It was really awful. I don't know. The Fleet's Inn. Not to be confused with that one with Fred and Ginger about the fleet. Follow the Fleet. That's
Follow
much
fleet.
Better. That's yep. much better. Better songs, too. But anyway, Johnny Mercer. Did you see the Clint Eastwood documentary? Was extraordinary about Johnny Mercer.
Yeah, and at the time I wrote to them, I had missed it the first time that they aired it on Turner Network, and it was so nice. They sent me a DVD, so I was able to watch it.
Cool
Very
on
cool.
them. That's all I ever watch anymore. That's why I ended
Turner?
Up seeing
yeah.
the Fleet's Inn.
Well, I haven't seen that yet.
Don't bother.
Last night, the Glenn Miller story was on. That was a good one.
Not exactly as a movie, but it's okay. You wonder if Chummy McGregor actually was paying somebody off to... I mean, Harry Morgan is very good as him, but...
Yeah.
But he wrote Moon Dreams, Chummy. Anyway, movies and movies. This record, how did you decide to do this? Obviously, the Centennial...
Well, you know what? Before the Centennial, I was in a big band years ago, and most of the music that I listened to, I had to learn from scratch because I was a rock singer for a while. You had to be a utility vocalist back in the day and just sing whatever and wherever you could. And I wound up in this big band. I got lucky. And some of the songs that I was learning on the top of the sheet music would always say who the composers were. And the ones that always struck out the most to me and meant the most to me had these beautiful lyrics. They were always Johnny Mercer. The first one was Skylark.
With Hoagy Carmichael.
Yeah. And I just noticed that he had such a different way of putting a lyric together. He didn't sound a lot like some of the New York writers, the Gershwins and Harold Arlen. The lyrics were different. They were countrified. And I always just started to feel something special about the words. As a singer, you know, that's the main thing. That's the one thing we have beyond the rhythm and the melody. We've got the lyrics to tell the story. And I always felt he told a beautiful story. Early Autumn. What a gorgeous song.
Yes. It's the Savannah thing, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, from Savannah, Georgia. He was a southern gentleman, and yet it's a quirky town. If you know that book, the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, the Clint Eastwood movie is all Johnny Mercer's songs in that soundtrack. But there's all this quirkiness of the people there, and there's this dark side.
Colorful, yeah, a different kind of colorful lyrics. So that was the one thing. And I felt there were enough tunes that I'd like to do a tribute, and the Centennial, of course, was coming up. And then the dancing thing... I felt the lyrics just kind of move around and dance, so we started playing around with it. And then I called up John DeMartino, who's a fabulous pianist. I've worked with him before. And I told him I want everything to be kind of danceable, and we went with a Latin groove then. It just started to develop.
Cool. Here's Tangerine, which is from that awful movie, and this is one of those but from your very lovely record.
Thank you.
with that kind of groove you're talking about, right? I mean,
yep.
you throw that on here. I've never been quite sure what this song is about other than he's singing to a girl that he likes, who he apparently calls Tangerine. But anyway, she apparently is juicy or something to that effect. I don't know. I mean, what else is there?
No.
She's orange?
Tell
night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senorita stare and caballero sigh. And I've seen toasted tangerine raising every bar across the Argentine. Yeah, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to tangerine. Yeah, better profile.
Linda Ciafalo here on WBGO. She's dancing with Johnny on this new album. Good band you have. John DeMartino, he's playing with Freddie Cole most often. I assume he'll be there at Dizzy's this week with Freddie Cole. And very romantic. He likes melody. He's obviously one of the piano players out there. I just was listening to his new record. We just played it a while ago. I was actually listening to it yesterday. So, I mean, he really feels for those melodies, and melodies are what Johnny Mercer added the lyrics to.
Yes.
So, did you pick songs because of all because of the lyrics, or did you think, oh no, I really like that song, rather, or did you just think that all the Johnny Mercer lyrics are wonderful, whatever?
I think most of them are. I do. I mean, there were some I couldn't put on. There's just too many tunes, like When October Goes, that's a beauty.
Yeah, that was the post-mortem.
Yes, you know.
Barry Manilow.
Everything. You know everything. Yep. Barry Manilow put the words to that.
No, it's a great song. Nancy Wilson sings that song. at everything. So, I mean, how many composers are on here? Okay, Victor Schertzinger wrote that one. He's the movie director of that awful movie, The Fleet's Inn. Robert Emmett Dolan.
Yes.
That's the guy who wrote Talk to Me, Baby, you were talking about. Jerome Kern. Henry Mancini. Harold Arlen. Woody Herman and Ralph Burns. Ralph Burns, really, for Early Autumn. And Gordon Jenkins. Hoagie Carmichael. Rube Bloom. This is all on the same album, folks.
Yep.
Harold Arlen again. Yeah.
And Harold Arlen again.
Those are the best songs. I mean, the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer songs, I always think that there was something about them that was really wonderful.
It was, what's kind of cool is sometimes I'll do a different composer tribute. When I teach as well, so I have there's a school on Long Island, the Long Island High School for the Arts.
Yeah.
And what we do each year is I try to concentrate on one composer. So it was pretty easy. We did Harold Arlen 1 year, and then 2 years later we did Johnny Mercer. So we pretty much had a lot of the same tunes. So it wasn't too much to have to learn new songs.
That's cool. No, that's cool. But, I mean, were you, you know, is it one of these things? I mean, your previous record that I have was a concept record in a sense called The Sunset.
Yeah, Sunset.
There's all these songs about the sun.
Yep.
Which is cool. I like doing that. What was that? I mean, were you just sitting out in the sun one day and thought of...
No, I had a couple of tunes that had sun, you know, about sun. And I just went from there and put a few more together. And it was a set. And I couldn't think of the actual name of the album for a while. I said, well, it's a set of sun songs, Sunset. Pretty easy now that looking back, but at the time it was driving me crazy. So it's a sunset.
I was talking about Tangerines. If Tangerine is Orange, you do an orange song on here. There aren't that many. There's orange. The Mingus song with orange, and then there's Orange Blossoms in Summertime. But Here Comes the Sun. This is the crossover when you were talking about. You really have to sing everything at a certain point. If you sing in certain kinds of bands, like for weddings and so forth,
yeah,
you have to be able to sing everything or play everything.
Yeah, for a while I was a backup singer in a reggae band. Just done so much, so many different kinds of things. But jazz is where my heart is. It's.
I'll Follow the Sun. Is it the Beatles?
The
right?
Beatles.
Yeah. I like that song. Here's Linda Ciafalo on Jazz 88. She's Following the Sun.
Thank you.
have gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. One day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Linda Cianfalo, Following the Sun. On an album called Sun Set. She's here with me on WBGO. Got a gig upcoming?
I do. I have a gig. April the 4th, I'll be at the Kitano, which is a great room to listen to jazz. Actually, Gino Marotti runs the room. He comes out, he's the manager, and he has this little speech he does. He talks about an artist having a blank canvas to paint on and how he needs to have total silence so that the musicians can paint the sound for you. I love that.
Cool.
Anyway, I'll be there with Matt Wilson.
He's great.
Yep, he is. And Ted Firth on piano.
He plays with everybody, too. It's
wonderful. And a new guy that's new to me, Desron Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Plays with Cyrus Chester.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Good band.
Yeah, excellent band.
So you were talking about playing in all these different, you were a band singer. I mean, how did you get started singing? What's the thumbnail
church.
Of Linda Cianfalo?
The church. I went to parochial school, and the nuns would walk around and just point to people, and you're in the choir. So we'd all be singing, and they'd pick out who they wanted. And that's how I started. And that was mostly classical singing, you know, Latin and that type of stuff. And then from there, I started listening to other singers that I liked, Aretha Franklin and people like that. And I started to sing those songs. And little by little, I started singing. My brother also plays music. My whole family is musical. And we would sing on Sundays and entertain each other after the macaroni. And from there, it was always around me. And I just fell into it, I guess. Then I started singing with a wedding band to make money, which was fun. And from there, I decided that I wanted to be in a big band. I saw Sarah Vaughan on Great Performances and saw this big band, and I said, oh my God, that sounds fabulous. I'd love that opportunity one day. So I looked in the personal ads one day in Newsday, and they were looking for a big band singer. I went down, and there were about 300 people there, and I got the gig.
Wow.
And I knew none of the songs. Just the stuff my mom played around the house, some of the Frank Sinatra tunes, I knew those. And I had to learn all these songs, so I went to the library. I got Ella Fitzgerald records and Frank Sinatra records, and I became a singer of standards.
So that wasn't what you set out to be. Or you didn't really set out to be a singer anyway.
I always always knew I loved to sing. I didn't have a real plan. I didn't have a business plan, which is what you need, really. Kind of fell into it.
Then again, the business is so topsy-turvy. Mm-hmm. You can't really have a plan. There is, you know, you can't have a 5-year plan. By this time, I'm going to be at the Rainbow Room, and then I'm going to be, you know, I'll have 2 albums out. No, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of chance involved. But it's a lot of times it's chance of, like, you see that ad and
yeah, that was lucky.
And you out of 300 people they want.
That was
so lucky. Then, I mean, you know, you weren't grown up listening to jazz and so forth, and yet you seemed to be again and again attracted to this sensibility.
Yes.
What was it that?
I guess that I used to get accused of jazzing things up. Whenever I learned something, I would sing it the way it was written, and then I'd start on my own, just improvise on it, and I heard things in my head that felt like it needed to go here this way and that way and reharmonize things. So it's fun. I love music, and it's fun to sing. I play a very little piano, and I would play chords and sing along with them. And I know when I was doing the club date stuff, I had to sing Whitney Houston and they wanted you to sound like Whitney Houston. If you sang Madonna, they wanted you to sound like Madonna. And actually, one of the songs on Sunset is La Isla Bonita. It's a Madonna tune. And it was just fun to switch it up and change it around and have fun with it. And another thing, on working on the club dates, you get tired of trying to sound like somebody else. So my favorite part of the gig would be the section at the front of the gig where it was a cocktail hour and nobody's really listening to you at that point. They're
right.
Chatting.
Right.
And that's when you can pull out the jazz and have a good time. So the musicians would have fun. And I found that was my favorite part of the gig. And at one point I decided, I don't think I want to do the club dates anymore. I think I just want to sing jazz. And I went broke.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
That's basically what happened.
There are a lot more weddings than there are jazz gigs. There are a lot more chances to sing while people are eating their spaghetti and steaks than it is a jazz joint.
But I love it. And so I supplement by doing some jazz gigs. I'll still do some private, but it's mostly a jazz private event. And I teach.
You have to figure how, I've never even thought about it, the ballpark of how many singers have been on this show, but you know, the common denominator is how hard it is to get work.
Oh, man.
To actually, you know, find a place. And yet, people love singers. They buy the records that people buy and have singers on them, and I guess those are the same handful of singers, but still, it's what people love. They love, you know, you're celebrating a lyricist on this new album, Dancing with Johnny, but... It's still tough to get out there.
It is. It's very hard. But, you know, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you wind up getting lucky sometimes, and you get a gig. I mean, when I was doing that other CD, Sunset, when I went to mix it, I went to Joel DB Plus.
Yeah.
They have a place on 57th Street, and I went to mix it there because a friend of mine suggested it from high school, somebody I knew from high school. She said, oh, he's my ex-boyfriend. And there was a connection with Les Paul. She had dated Les Paul's son. So, and I had sung with Les Paul. She saw it, and we connected with that. She says, oh, you have to go here. It's meant to be. So I go to, and I'm sitting there, and the door keeps opening as the mixing is going on. And there's a gentleman sitting outside. I didn't know who he was, but turned out to be Joel Dorn, famous producer. And he just fell in love with it and said, this is a great CD, and what are you going to do with it, and who's doing your liner notes? He offered to do them.
Good
so,
cat.
So, yeah, you get, you know, sometimes you just get lucky, so you have to keep going. You can't give up. And, you know, you have a self-pity party, and then you get up and you walk around, you know. Don't sit in front of the computer all day long. Get out there and meet people.
Hence the label. Your own label is called Lucky Jazz.
I never thought of that.
That you're lucky to get a gig, yep. I guess, or something to that effect.
Just feel lucky that I am able to do it, to do what I love to do.
Let's listen to you doing what you love to do. We were talking before about this song that Bert Lahr, from that musical with Bert Lahr. We'll figure out who sang it originally, but in that show, here's a Foxy song from Linda Ciafalo.
Thank you.
talk to me, baby. Tell me lies. Tell me lies as sweet as apple pies. And if your lips have never told a fib, you might ad lib with your eyes. Say that we're helpless in the hands of fate. Prevaricate if you must. Just talk to me, baby. Soft and low. Then if you decide it's really so, swear you'll be mine forever. Otherwise, talk to me and tell me lies. Talk to me.
A song of Robert Emmett Dolan and Johnny Mercer. And indeed, that came from a musical called Foxy, 1964. Yep. And again, I was right, it was Volpone, but they transplanted Volpone from Venice to the Klondike Gold Rush back then. And Bert Lahr playing the Foxy, the guy who pretends to be dying so he can swindle people or something like that. What were you saying? The review said not ripe for revival?
Yes, Foxy is not ripe for revival.
That's a pretty good song, though. Just a Talk to Me Baby. What else is in here?
I love that song.
Linda Ciafalo singing that song on a new album called Dancing with Johnny. She's with me here. She's dancing in with Michael on the WBGO on this Sunday afternoon. What did you enjoy most about... What is it about singing that you enjoy most? That's what I'm asking, really.
Well, it makes me feel good. Even when you have some stress in your life and some bad things are happening, sometimes you just start singing and you feel better. Same thing with laughing. I think singing and laughing are the keys to having fun in your life.
I guess. I mean, it's endorphins and all that, and mm-hmm. in all that way. I think from laughing, I think it has something to do with the blood flow or something, and respiration or something.
Yeah, and the oxygen.
I mean, yeah, something like that. Cool. Well, there's that. And you're going to be doing that at the Kitano on April 4th. Do you have in your mind something else you want to do next? I mean.
I do. I have a few other ideas. I'd like to record again. And I'm just going to. Do you want to know about it a little bit?
Sure. Or
do
you want to have you're
me,
here.
Or do you want to have me back?
When you do it, you can come back. You got to do
okay.
it first. But, you know, what is it you want
well,
to do?
Well, I
got to
save my money. Well, I was working on a project, the Hampton Songwriters. There are so many people that go out to the Hamptons and spend time out there, a lot of different songwriters. So we did something this past winter, a tribute to songwriters that lived in the Hamptons.
Like who?
Well, Paul McCartney was one, and there were a bunch of other ones. He Touched Me, you know the song He Touched Me?
I think so.
He Touched Me.
And the
me.
Whole,
and
the
yeah.
whole,
yeah. And I forgot his name at the moment, but there are quite a few of them. And I'm thinking of putting that together. I may do a few of them at the Kitano. I'm
okay.
working on arrangements for it now.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but when you say songwriters from the Hamptons, nobody leaves to mind, to my mind. It's not. It's
oh, like, I think everybody's been out there, so it's pretty much a big general group of people that you can call from.
I've never been out there.
Oh, go. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
But I also don't think of it, you know, everything I know about it, I don't think of it as being a songwriting haven.
Well, certain parts of it are a little more relaxing and more countrified. If you, I mean, if you go in the hub of where all the people are and all the movie stars, no, that's not like that. But they're, you know, on the beach, the nature of it, it's just gorgeous.
Okay, if you say so.
I believe me, yeah.
So is that where the other record came from? The sun is the beach? I mean, you have this thing about beaches or something?
No, I love sunsets.
Oh, I see. Oh, you love sunsets.
Mm-hmm. I do. I take lots of pictures of sunsets wherever I go. It's like one of my favorite parts of the day when the sun is setting and the sky gets all orangey. And
so there's orange
winter
again.
Sunsets are gorgeous.
Where's the best?
The best sunset?
Yeah.
There's one place I like. I used to work at this place called the Sound View on the North Fork of Long Island, and they have a gorgeous sunset there.
What is it? So, I mean,
it's in Greenport, Long Island.
Okay.
On the North Fork.
Okay.
It's pretty there.
All right.
Where else should I go?
I don't know. I don't. You know, it's not a particular fetish of mine. The sun setting. I mean, yesterday I was sitting there working at my desk thinking, it's getting awfully damn dark. Oh, yeah, the sun's going down. We're here come rain or come shine, and that's the greatest song, the definitive Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen song.
Yeah.
Came from a great musical called St. Louis Woman, which actually was just, that soundtrack was just added to the Grammy Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that, Mike.
Yeah, introduced by Harold Nicholas and Ruby Hill. Here's Linda Ciafalo on Jazz 88.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, but won't it be fun? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, but won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you.
Linda Ciafalo, that's a much heavier gig, heavier groove than usual.
Yes, it is. It's a boogaloo.
Yeah, I mean, does that come from
you? Make you want to dance?
Sure. Oh, no, why not? You know, it's all of that. And it's the same thing. I mean, that's the end of the album, and the beginning of the album is Tangerine in a whole different groove than you're used to. So that's the thing I listen for, is always like, do I really want to hear that same bunch of songs that I've heard 100, 200, 300, 500 times done exactly the same way? No, you want to hear them done either very differently. But if it's different just to be different, it also doesn't work. So it's got to be different in a way that's fun, mm-hmm. or just reminds you that how good that song was to begin with. So there you go.
Well, they're beautiful classic tunes.
What did I say about you in one of your records? Hip songs, hiply sung or
cool
something?
Cool songs, coolie sung.
Oh, well, that'll do. Oh, that'll
close
do.
Close enough.
All right, close enough for whatever we do here. The Singers Unlimited on Jazz 88. April 4th, you're going to be...
at the Kitano.
Indeed.
The wonderful listening room.
It's great. It's actually, it's a lovely, intimate place. And... it's a perfect place for like very intimate, you know, piano and a singer and maybe a guitar player and that kind of thing. So look forward to that.
We have Matt coming, so.
But he's perfect for those situations, for intimate and then some.
He's got great ears. He listens and he knows.
Yeah, exactly. he's playing at Dizzy's.
Yeah, I know.
That band is amazing. Okay. I went there the other night and they're just that album is my favorite album in years. The new album called Gratitude for Gratitude. That's the Arts and Crafts Band. Just terrific. Anyway, good to have you on. First time in all these years. I've known you a long time.
Yeah, what brought this about? I'm stunned.
Who knows? I mean, you know, sometimes it just
I'm happy,
takes,
but stunned.
It just takes that is that much time.
Thank you. I appreciate
Linda
it.
Linda Ciafalo here on WBGO. The album, again, is Dancing with Johnny. And here's a... a song that Johnny Mercer wrote with Rube Bloom, another one of those names that we don't remember, but you know the unforgettable songs.
Day in, day out, that same old voodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And baby, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my day begins. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view. Possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes an ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? Whenever it is, day in, day out. To me, the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes an ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there is.
Linda Ciafalo, Dancing with Johnny Mercer, that is, on WBGO Newark, on air, online, on your mobile device.